Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. Or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. You can also, this is so much fun, check us out at Twitter to find out if our lives are as mundane as you imagine them to be. Answer, yes, twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, who's this?
My name is Matt Bowling. I'm in Dayton, Ohio, truck driver.
Oh, you're a truck driver in Dayton, that's great. So
yep.
You're traveling all over the Midwest?
Actually, I travel all over the United States plus Canada. I just happened to get home yesterday, and here I am.
Welcome home. What is your least favorite city to drive to?
Chicago.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Sorry.
No. The reason I ask is I was anticipating that because I've heard that from other truck drivers, how much they hate our fair city. Why is Chicago so awful?
No one sleeps. I mean, I don't understand. It seems like all they do is travel all day to work and travel all day back so they can turn around and head back the other way.
No, it's basically if you look at the traffic patterns of America, to get from any point in America, like northwest coast of Oregon, all the way to like Miami Beach, wherever you're going, from wherever to wherever, everybody has to go through the intersection of State and Madison in downtown Chicago to get there. And it's like absolutely maddening. It's crazy. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Matt.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
At airports, we'll think you're a threat if the back of your shirt is too wet. It's malicious intent, not a blocked ceiling vent, that causes the bad guys to
sweat.
Indeed. We all know. Sweat. We all know that sweaty armpit stains are a fashion crime, but now it looks that they might be an actual crime. According to the U.S. military, weird expressions, funny walks, and heavy sweating are indicators of, quote, possibly suspicious and harmful intent. So to identify these individuals at airports, the Army is hoping to develop a light, portable, biometric sensor that can detect, quote, abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature in travelers, the sweatiest of whom are a lock to be terrorists. The sensor is still under development. The new screening methods are already having an effect at certain airports, as can be seen from last week's arrest of the notorious radical extremist, Richard Simmons. I always knew he was up to no good. Here's your next limerick.
Okay.
When I see several sharks in a huddle, I think they must smell a blood puddle. But they don't want grub, just a good belly rub. Yes, some breeds of shark just love to...
hug.
Oh, you're right in that it's the right thing. But a word you might use for hugging that rhymes with huddle and puddle is...
cuddle.
Yes, cuddle.
Sorry.
It's all right. That's fine. You went for the more modern free verse limerick, and I think that's cool. You want a pet that you can hug and cuddle but won't shed on the furniture? Try a shark. According to keepers at Britain's Sea Life Center, some varieties of shark can be trained to come when called, roll over, and even enjoy being cuddled like an adorable plush toy that is also nature's most perfect killing machine. The scientists used colored boards, training sticks, and sounds to alert sharks when it's feeding time, at which point the sharks hurry over and affectionately rub their noses against the training stick until they're fed. Some sharks have learned other adorable pet tricks, like running to fetch the severed hand of the previous trainer. Here is your last limerick.
Okay.
Our officials are going for broke, and a happy response will evoke. And in Japanese, they'll say, take my wife, please. We shall train them to tell a good
joke.
Yes, joke. Thanks to Japan. The word bureaucrat may soon be synonymous with comedy genius. More than 100 transport ministry officials got on-the-job training as stand-up comics this week because nothing livens up a budget meeting more than a boss who thinks he's Shecky Green. According to a member of the ministry's personnel division, quote, by experiencing comedy routines, we hope they can learn more about how to speak to clients and how to manage their staff. Changes in the ministry's attitude are already apparent when the opposition party charged that the ministry had misspent tax money The newly trained official countered with, quote, "That's not what your mother said last night." And then adjusted his tie. Carl, how did Matt do in our quiz?
Matt had 3 correct answers, Peter. That means he wins our prize.
Well done, Matt. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you very much. It's great. I love the show. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you so much.